sailing, celebrating sailing, or whether you're on, out on a boat, or looking out across the Gaslinter Channel, water is a part of everyday life here in Juneau. We all know that. And yet, the relationship between the community and the sea is almost kind of just taken for granted. But on one day of the year, it's celebrated, and that is the Juneau Maritime Festival, which is going to be happening this Saturday. And joining us now is Brian Holst, the CEO of the Juneau Economic Development Council that throws the Maritime Fest every year. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here, Andy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would just right up front, we should just say, I know about the Maritime Fest because you wrote me in to be the to be an MC at the happening. So I'm really excited that we're doing it again, that we get to have the Maritime Fest, and hopefully the weather will hold for us. Just scattered rain showers, kind of in the forecast for now. But that scattered means mostly sunny, right? Let's.
It is always sunny on the Maritime Festival day.
That's a lie, but no, let's keep going. Well, let's talk about it. So there's actually, it's kind of a hard one to talk about. There's so many different things happening, but you know, I think one thing everyone knows about is the tug of war. That's of course an amazing event that happens, but tell me just first and foremost a little bit about how long it's been going on, why the Maritime Fest was decided to start happening, that sort of thing.
Great. Thanks for that. And it's a community event, really. You give us credit. I think maybe we get the blame for coming up with the idea. But we recognize that this community, maritime is a huge part of Juneau. That's obvious to everyone. But we didn't have a way to celebrate that. So 12 years ago, we put together the first Maritime Festival. Last year, of course, we didn't have one. So now instead of the annual, we're calling it the 11th edition. But it's an opportunity to celebrate Juneau's maritime commerce, culture, and history. And it's all rich. And, you know, just to put in perspective, one of our largest single employers is the fishing industry, if those were individual jobs. We have about 700 people that make their livelihood from fishing. And if we look at the jobs that are directly related to the ocean, we have just as many of those in ocean industry as we do in state government. When we look at Coast Guard and NOAA and fishing and fish processing, it's a big number. So that's what we really want to bring people's attention to, is how critical to who we are as a community is the Maritime Festival.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, Brian, because I think, you know, like for instance, when you go to Sitka, man, the harbor is just right there, right? The fact that fishing is a major part of it is just completely unavoidable. In Juneau, you know, we have separate harbors out in different areas. Different types of boats are located in different areas. And so I think you're right. We can get a little distant from the vitality of the maritime industry to Juneau.
It's a big part of who we are. And it really helps our community to be well-diversified economically. From my point of view at the Economic Development Council, we like the fact that we have mining and fishing, you know, industries that are operated independently of each other, keeps us more stable economically.
Yeah, I mean, people think of Juneau as a company town and the company is the state, right? You know, and of course, mm-hmm. that is incredibly significant, but you're right, it's more and more diverse. Of course, we've become more and more localized on tourism in the past 10 to 15 years. But yeah, has the fishing industry in Juneau, talk to me about how that's changed a little bit. Has that changed, or the maritime industry, has that kind of been changing?
Well, it's had a couple tough years, right? And last year was really bad. So much of our seafood is fresh, going to restaurants, you know, high-end product. And that really shut down, of course, in the pandemic. And that's coming back. In fact, the problem with our processors now, the challenge is getting enough workers to sort of meet the demand this year. So things are looking up. Overall, it's been a steady part of our economy. Fishing in general, you know, its heyday in Juneau might have been, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, much bigger volumes, but it's a really important part of our community. And, you know, we open the festival with a nod to history and culture. We open it with a traditional landing of Tlingit canoes. And it's a wonderful part. The festival starts at 11 a.m. If you're interested in that, it's really fun to see the canoes paddled to our shore. And there's some recognition of arrival recognition and a greeting and then an acceptance and a permission to land. A fun dimension, an important dimension of who we are also as a community, our native of history. We celebrate that at the beginning of the festival, and that's how we start each year. We've been doing that for many years. The One People Canoe Society, East Coo Dancers also help us to do that. And then we have 6 hours of fun on the waterfront.
I agree that that opening ceremony is really moving, educational. It's a really great experience to be there for that. It's something that's really memorable to me about the past Maritime Festivals. But so let's talk about some of the other stuff going on. We got some music happening through the day. What else is happening?
Yeah, we're going to have a stage all day long. We have great volunteer performers. You know, it is a community event. One thing that we don't do, we haven't done, is we don't pay our performers. So you go enjoy it. There's a tip box there for your favorite performers, but we have bands going all day from the jam activities, Juno Alaska Music Matters, Young Kids, to, names that people are a little more familiar. Well, that the adult crowd might be a little more familiar with, I should say, by Jocelyn Miles, Radio Flyers, Box Borealis, Arias Hoyle is going to give us some rap as well. So it's a lot of fun all afternoon with bands.
We have some forward to Arias. I love Arias. I love Arias Hoyle, man. He's great.
And we have a group doing sea shanties this year as well, which will be a lot of fun.
Well, that's so. That's a perfect. That's right on the nose. Perfect fit.
And at noon, if you don't get there at 11, which you should, but at noon, the Coast Guard does a demonstration of a rescue over the channel.
It's so impressive. It's just the wildest. Number one, that helicopter has a different sound, as we all know. You always know when that helicopter's flying over, right? It's a different sound than any other thing in the air. And right. they really do it. They jump out of there and get in the water. It's wild.
And we've asked for this, and I just to share with people, I felt like, can we really ask for this? And then they point out to me, they're required to do training. So what we'll actually see is one of their trainings that occurs, but they're kind enough to do that right in front of us. So it gets them in their hours to do the training. They send them over from Sitka to do that for us, and then they head back out. So that happens promptly at noon. So you'll want to see that as well. And the whole festival this year is happening at the new deck over. And so you don't know what that is.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. It's a brand new spot. Yep.
Yep. And so Docks and Harbors and the city of Juneau with Docks and Harbors covered over the area. There used to be ocean you could see from the dock between where the library is and the rest of South Franklin. Now that is completely covered over in decking. So it opens up a lot more of our waterfront, and we're really happy that one of the goals of that deck over is to have more community space on the waterfront. So we're going to be the first big event to do anything in that space, and it's a huge, beautiful, open space. People are really going to enjoy that. So we'll get to debut that on Saturday.
That deck over space, then, right now, I think it kind of got delayed a year, right? That, you know, as far as like what was going to get developed, what's the plan for what's going to get developed in that area? Is there a plan yet on that?
Yeah, so there's a property on land, right? which is owned by Morse Communications or some derivative of that company, and that they have. So there's going to be development there that's geared towards restaurants. Those are the initial plans. I think that their plans are a little bit on hold, affected by the pandemic.
And then there's kind of a bus turnaround kind of area, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. There's a bus turnaround. There's a deck over that belongs to that's owned by the City and Borough of Juneau and administered by Docks and Harbors. That's all ours. That property there, that's for community use. Their plans there to eventually, once they want to develop something, as I understand it, in coordination with the upland part. So we'll see eventually. Right now it's just flat and open. Eventually there's going to be benches and other maybe even a small stage at some point is going to be put in there for future community use.
Well, let's talk about a couple of the kind of fun events. The tug of war, of course, everyone knows how do those teams form?
Yeah, so you need a team of six, and okay. We encourage you to sign up in advance. The trophy is epic. It's huge. You get your name engraved. If you win, you get your name engraved on the trophy. The chances of winning are slim because the Coast Guard. It's, it goes between Coast Guards and Docks and Harbors, but I'd love to see some other group other than them, you know, at least compete for it. And it's six people. It's got to be mixed gender, you know, so no more than four of any one gender. And then you, yeah, put your team together and compete. Lots of fun. But if you do win, you get a cool trophy. You get it only for a year, and then you have to bring it back next year and do a letout again.
Well, that sounds all right. It sounds fair. Sounds fair. And then what's this new one, the tote bailing contest that I'm hearing about? What's that going on there?
So we've always had races in totes, right? Which is fun, down to the water. But because we're doing it up on the deck over, we're going to have this, you bail out a tote, and from one tote to another tote, you're going to get wet, you're going to have fun, and whoever does the most successfully in the right amount of time can win. So you have a small team, two to work the bailing contest. We have cool prizes donated by businesses around Juneau that you're going to be able to get. We also have the fillet contest, and this is really for folks that, this is a very serious contest. People that can fillet accurately and quickly and beautifully and
it's an art to see someone beautifully fillet a fish. It's incredible.
And I am always wowed by the talent. That's really a fun way to really just focus on these folks that have this talent. And you don't have to be a professional filleter, but don't come out and learn it.
That's a bad idea. Yeah. You don't want to be in front of a crowd the first time you try filleting a salmon. All right. Well, it all sounds awesome. Just one more time. It's happening Saturday. Starts at 11. Is that right?
Starts at 11 to 5 p.m. There's harbor cruises as well. You want to miss that. And buy a raffle ticket. You buy a raffle ticket and you win two round trip ticket on Alaska Airlines and you support the Maritime Festival.
Well, Brian, thanks so much. That's Brian Hull, CEO of the Juneau Economic Development Council. It's the Juneau Maritime Festival. It's the 11th annual. I think we can still call it the annual. No, everyone had to skip a year last year. Come on. We're not going to call it 11th annual. It's the 11th annual. And it's all starting this Saturday at that new Deckover area right south of the library at the docks there, and celebrates the entire maritime industry here in Juneau. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.